This holiday season, we wish you smooth travels. May your plane leave on time and arrive on time, so your experiences in our nation's airports will be brief and pleasant. If only all wishes came true. Holiday travel is tough on passengers as well as pilots, flight attendants, and ticket agents. But even after you make it through the security line and develop a personal relationship with the TSA agent, you might still end up stuck in the terminal with every traveler's nightmare, delays. But writer Jeff Michaels knows just what you should do if it happens to you. His new book is called Please Hug Me, I've Been Delayed. And Michaels is in the studio of member station WBUR in Boston. Welcome to the program, Jeff.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So when a traveler sees that ominous word listed on the screen next to the flight, delayed, what should they do?
Cry. it all depends. There's so much factors that go into it. When it's weather, there's nothing you can do about it. Nobody's going to fly during a snowstorm. No one should want to fly during a snowstorm or a severe thunderstorm. And those kind of delays are acceptable, and you just got to kind of grin and have fun. And I think that's the time when travelers have to take it upon themselves to not get grumpy and angry at airline personnel and ticket agents, because that's not their fault. Then, of course, there's a whole bunch of games you can play by yourself to try to entertain yourself if you're flying alone, which is some of the worst times to be delayed, I think.
In Chapter 4, you actually devote quite a bit to airport time wasters.
Yes.
And you have level 1 for the productive, practical type, level 2 for the creative type, level 3 for the athletic type. And for the athletic type, you say, use the time to set a new world record. What do you mean?
Well, if you're really, really bored, I think an airport is a great place to try and attempt a world record, because you have hundreds of verifiable witnesses for your attempt. And a lot of this can be done, without any props. The most push-ups in 1 hour could certainly be attempted.
I love what you have for the creative type. Have someone untie your shoes and see how long it takes to get those knots back together using only one hand. Don't laugh. It's harder than it looks.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't.
Sometimes boredom strikes. And I think I feel like you. It's like, you don't want to sit there and read the trash magazines anymore. No one wants you to call them because they know you're bored and you're just going to go on and on and on until your cell phone battery dies. And it's terrible. It really is.
And you also give some practical advice, things that we hear every holiday, like, don't wrap up your packages. You have to put them through security, book it in advance. Some pretty helpful information. But I'm interested in your multiple strategies for dealing with what you call, and I've experienced this, chronic seat kickers.
Oh, the CSKs.
The CSKs.
Yep.
Now, you have 4 categories, right, based on age?
Yeah. Well, the children, I don't think they can be faulted. I think it's the parents' fault. And if you yell at them, what's that going to do? But I do have a little rhyme that I created, because children learn better from song mnemonic devices.
It's sung to the tune, the neck bones connected to the,
to the hip bone, to the waist bone. Yeah, so if you just include, your foot is connected to the back chair is connected to my back, they'll get it, and they'll kind of understand that they shouldn't be kicking it, because it's obviously their parents are not telling them how unacceptable that is.
Right, the tray table's connected to my seat back. My seat back's connected to the backbone. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's the one.
that's not going to work with ages 12 through 17.
No, and obviously they should know a little better, but I felt that you can't fault this age group either, because they're going through puberty and they're sprouting limbs, and they might have walked on the plane, 5'5" and walking off 6 feet. And they don't know what to do with their legs. But really, the problem is when it's the adult chronic seat kicker, and there's just no excuse for that.
And what do you do if there's an adult behind you?
Well, my suggestion, and this is the only suggestion, would be to take matters into your own hands, stand up, get everyone's attention, and say that if anybody wants to come and have your seat, they're welcome to it, because it comes with a private massage. And the person behind you should turn red at that point, noticing that they've been kicking your seat the entire time, and hopefully stop.
Let me ask you, do you have kids?
I do not.
You have never experienced the delight of traveling with 2 or more children under the age of 6?
Not my own children, no. But I've traveled with hundreds of children on red eyes, so No, I guess it's not. I don't know the delight.
Really?
Is it a
really?
Delight?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've heard horror stories from my friends who do have children. I don't know.
Well, I was using delight with my tongue in my cheek. Well, given that the title of your book is Please Hug Me, I've Been Delayed, do you think these strangers that you see at an airport are really going to be receptive to being hugged, or should I want one be receptive to giving me one?
I tell you what, I would fly an airline if they were like, you know what, I'm sorry, it's snowing, but here's a big hug and a cup of coffee and a muffin. Go sit in our nice cozy lounge. Yeah, I mean, I would be receptive. I don't know, but I'm a hugger kind of guy.
Have you ever hugged your fellow travelers?
No. That being said, no. What a hypocrite.
I guess. You have your, you've never tried?
I'm suggesting others. People might get creeped out if I try to hug them. I don't know. I'm kind of quiet.
Anyone come up to you and give you one?
I'm saying I would be receptive to it. I think if, you know, a big cuddly person like a Will Ferrell showed up and say, oh, I'm sorry, you're not going anywhere today, but here's a hug and a donut, it would be great.
Jeff Michaels is a musician and author of the book Please Hug Me. I've Been Delayed, The Only Guide You'll Ever Need to Survive the Not-So-Friendly Skies. He joined us from the studio of member station WBUR in Boston. Thank you, and happy travels to you.
Oh, same to you and to everyone else.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.